Next case is 07768 Cuyahoga County Bar Association versus Richard Ford Smith Jr. Mr. Smith, you may come to the podium, and you know why you're here, I guess.
Yes. Chief Justice Moyer, members of this honorable court, and may it please the court. I am Richard Ford Smith, Jr., the respondent in this in the within action. I am here because the Cuyahoga County Bar Association, now known as the Cleveland Metropolitan Bar Association, has filed a motion asking that I appear and show cause why I should not be held in contempt of the order in case in the within action that was issued on August 27th, 2007. The order I received to appear today cites my failure to respond in writing to the motion of the relator, and that is correct. I did not respond to that written motion. I would like the opportunity to respond to it now and explain briefly why I did not respond. Frankly, the entire matter has been extremely stressful and overwhelming for me. And needless to say, the last several years have not been good. And I don't know, you know, in what manner I'm being asked to respond.
Well, Mr. Smith, let me tell you.
Oh, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know you've been disbarred?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
Do you know that means you're not allowed to practice law in the state of Ohio or anywhere else?
That is correct, Your Honor.
Why is it that you've appeared in the housing court and in other courts and in front of Judge Eileen Gallagher representing clients when you know that you're disbarred and you know you're not allowed to practice law?
Your Honor, with regard to the matter in front of Eileen Gallagher, my appearance in front of her was a single appearance, and I was still licensed to practice law. I appeared on behalf of Jeremy Perez, a defendant in a felonious assault case with a gun. I didn't try the case. I was hired strictly to represent him at the sentencing.
But you're not a lawyer.
I was a lawyer at the time that he was sentenced to the minimum sentence that was provided by law. At that time, I was still an attorney. I was a lawyer when I appeared before the Honorable Eileen Gallagher in the Justice Center. I recall it was on the 23rd floor. It was for a sentencing hearing, and Mr. Perez was sentenced to the minimum sentence that was available under the law. He had committed a felonious assault and used a firearm in the commission of that assault.
Well, have you informed your clients that you are no longer a lawyer?
At the time that I was disbarred, the only two clients that I had remaining were Mr. Opria, which is the housing court case, and Jennifer Minocchio, which was a case of in juvenile court involving custody and visitation of the children that she had with Mr. Gilbride. At the time that I was disbarred, my recollection, Your Honor, is that the notice of appeal had been filed in the Jeremy Perez case, the transcript was prepared, that the defendant and his wife were not in a position to pay for the transcript. The appeal was dismissed sua sponte. It may later have been reinstated through Mr. Perez's family securing other counsel. I don't know where the case stands now. But Your Honor, it's absolutely true that on the date that I appeared before Judge Gallagher, I was a licensed attorney in the state of Ohio and obtained for my client the minimum sentence available under the law for the offense committed. Unfortunately, because the defendant in that case had used a firearm, the court had no choice but to sentence him to a period of actual incarceration. But she did give him the minimum.
Well, counsel, no matter what happened to your client, I guess I'm looking at it that you were disbarred August 29th, 2007. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And you appeared in Judge Gallagher's July 11th, 2007? Is that what you're stating?
That could very well be the date.
And you did not appear in Judge Gallagher's courtroom subsequent to the August 29th, 07 disbarment?
That is correct,
Your Honor. For this particular client?
That is correct, Your Honor. I did not.
You didn't give notice of withdrawal or any other information about your status or non-status as an attorney, correct? On that case, on Mr. Perez's case?
On that case, because I didn't feel that it was necessary to do that once the sentence had been passed and his notice of appeal had been filed. I didn't think that Judge Gallagher would have any further reason to be involved in the
case.
And
who filed the notice of appeal?
I did, but I was still an attorney when I did that.
Okay, and then how did you relieve yourself of the responsibility of Mr. Perez's case with the notice of appeal?
I did not.
Right,
I
so
did.
You filed the notice of appeal and failed to inform Mr. Perez that as of August 29th, 2007, I cannot pursue your case for you.
Your Honor, I believe by that time the appeal had already been dismissed sua sponte.
Well, according to the records, it was dismissed September 18th, 2007. So that was subsequent to your disbarment.
That would be correct.
All right, so
I am mistaken in my recollection.
All right, so you didn't notice the client or the court that you had been disbarred and could no longer participate in that case?
I believe I did not.
Okay.
I would say that that's a correct statement.
All right. Then moving on to the housing court, I believe it was, and juvenile court. Those were done after your disbarment, correct?
That is correct.
So why did you appear in those cases and disregarded the order of disbarment?
Those were clients who I had a long-standing relationship with. In fact, Minocchio is related to me by marriage. I could say it. My best answer to that is I was too embarrassed and ashamed to tell my clients that I was no longer an attorney. They found out anyway, which only made it worse. I should have obviously told them, because frankly, those were the only clients I had left. I didn't take any cases after about, I think Mr. Perez was probably the last client I took, other than some court appointments in maybe in municipal court. I was receiving municipal court appointments in Rocky River and Berea in the spring of 2007, but I only took cases that I knew would be resolved before this case was decided, because I knew in this case that I was going to get a sanction of at least a suspension and possibly beyond that.
All right, so since 2007, August 29th, 2000, but for the two cases that are part of this record, you have not appeared in court?
Never. I haven't been in a courtroom since March 5th. Before today, I have not been in a courtroom since March 5th, 2009. Which I believe is the date that I appeared in housing court.
2009
was the matter with Mr. Opria.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Why I did that, he was an old friend of mine. He was losing his house. He had been foreclosed upon. He wanted somebody basically to hold his hand and to buy him time. And I foolishly out of
Well, you realize that the reason you did it has no bearing here.
It should not have. I realize there's no. I and certainly
what,
know.
What are you
not
doing
excuse.
Now? What are you doing now for a job?
I have. Well, from August of 2007 to May of 2008, I had part-time employment only. Then I did find a full-time job in May of 2008, and I still have a part-time job. So I do, you know, go to work every day. I have a...
What do you do?
I work for the U.S. Department of Labor as a claims examiner, which is basically a glorified clerk's position. I review documents in workers' compensation claims and notify claimants of what they may need to submit in order to have their claim accepted or not.
And that's not a position that requires a law degree
license? It definitely does not, Your Honor. There are some people that work there that have law degrees who are what we would call non-practicing attorneys, or attorneys who practiced at one time and no longer decided for whatever various reasons not to practice. So I have that full-time job, but that's only a term appointment. It's a four-year term, which is going to expire 4 years from my date of hire, which would have been the day after Memorial Day of 08, which I believe is May 27th. So May 27th, 2011, unless I have a, or 2012 rather, unless I have obtained a, what we call a permanent position with the federal government, then my position will end. And what I'll do then, I really don't know.
Mr. Smith, it appears that you are clearly in contempt of an order of this court. What sanction do you think we should impose to convince you that you should not continue to practice law, even for friends or people that you think, you know, it's okay to do this? What sanction do you think would be appropriate?
The sanction that I think would be best would be to send me out and to talk to law students that are about to graduate and tell them not to go down the path that I went. Perhaps impose some type of a fine or community work service. At this point, I'm in counseling. I go every other Wednesday.
Mr. Smith, were you able to pay any of the money that is currently due and owing to the client security fund or the fines that have already been imposed?
No, I have not, Your Honor. As I indicated, I was, because of my long period of unemployment, right now the bank is, my house that I live in is in foreclosure. I'm trying to work something out with Bank of America. I feel like I'm swimming upstream against a current, and I don't know whether I'm going to get to the shore or not, in all honesty.
What is your salary at the Department of Labor?
At the Department of Labor, at this time, it's $58,000 and some change. It's job grade GS-11, so it's not a exact dollar amount, Your Honor. I can tell you that the net income is $1,762 biweekly. And then my wife also works. In addition, I have a part-time job working for the company that owns the Cleveland Cavaliers and operates the arena. But that's only when events are held, and that job pays, I've been there going on 7 years, $3,000 to $4,000 a year gross. So that's really, that job is really, inconsequential to my status.
In addition to the housing appearances that you made in violation of the court's disbarment order, you also appeared in the juvenile court, did you not?
That is correct, Your Honor.
That was subsequent to your disbarment.
That is correct, Your Honor.
You've appeared in at least two courts subsequent to the time that you were supposed to advise all your clients that you're no longer a lawyer and you knew that you weren't allowed to practice law. Have you appeared in other than those two courts?
Absolutely not. And the only reason I did that is because those are longstanding clients.
Well, there's no exception in disbarment for longstanding clients, is there, Mr. Smith?
No, absolutely not, Your Honor.
What would your message be to law students if it, and you haven't had time to write up something, but what would your message be to law students if we were to make that a part of, we had the...
Oh, I've had 2 years to think about it. Is I would tell them that the most important thing you can do is excel the first year in law school so you can get a job with a law firm or some agency who will mentor, where you have people to mentor you and to show you how to practice law and to teach you the business of practicing law. Because, of course, I would be the first to admit that I was a terrible business person. I never charge people appropriately. I do work for people without charging. Of course, this Mr. Opria, even before I lost my license to practice law, anything I did for him, I never charged him because I felt sorry for him. I would tell people, I would tell the young attorneys to read and be familiar with the rules of every court that they practice in and follow those rules to the letter, which is something that I have failed to do. But I would not recommend to any law student that they go off and try to engage in a sole practice of law without some type of mentoring, even if it's, you know, sharing office space with a more experienced attorney who could show them the ropes. Because to do what I did, which is try to go off on my own and try to, you know, operate a business of practicing law was not only extremely difficult, but it was ultimately resulted in failure and more than that.
And community service, what kind of community service do you think you'd be qualified to or want to do, inclined to do, if you had the opportunity?
Well, I can, that's a good question. I could coach basketball, football, and baseball, which I've done, you know, for my children over the years. I suppose tutor, since I do have a political science degree and a English minor, I could tutor children who are having trouble with those subjects. I don't think that I should be picking up, you know, debris along the side of the road, although I would, as a matter of fact, I do very often do that if I go by and I see, you know, that somebody is throwing trash in a park or on the roadside, I'll very often stop and pick it up.
You have your own Adopt a Highway program.
Well, I just think it's the right thing to do.
You have anything else to say, Mr. Smith?
Well, I just want to apologize for my actions. And that there's no chance that I would ever appear in a courtroom again. I've given away, actually, I gave all my suits to Catholic Charities and donated all my law books. And on the rare occasion when an old client does call me, I just refer them to the, you know, Bar Association Attorney Referral Service and make absolutely no attempt to analyze their situation or to give them any legal advice. I just tell them I'm not an attorney any longer, and you need to call this phone number and ask for a referral. In fact, I just had a gentleman call me about 2 weeks ago because I still have a cell phone that I had back then, and some people have that number. And this was a gentleman that I might have done a bankruptcy for him 5-6 years ago. He called me because his girlfriend was in the same situation and was considering filing a bankruptcy case. So I told him that he should contact the Bar Association in Lake County.
That was a good response.
Mr. Smith, you're very articulate. You obviously had many good skills as a lawyer as well. And I would encourage you to focus on the contributions that you can make to your family and community in the future. And I think none of us believe that you're going to try to wander back into a courtroom that you understand that you should not have done it. I just want to encourage you to keep your head up and be proud and focus on the future at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. Thank you. Case is submitted.